Before we talk names and qualifications, consider these numbers. $225,000 is what the current DA was paid last year. The office has an annual budget of more than $35 million, and it handles roughly 45,000 criminal cases a year. So, who wants to be the next DA? Republicans Kathy Lowthorpe, Sharon Wilson, and George Mackey. Mackey has 30 years of both criminal prosecution and criminal defense experience in Fort Worth, and he used to work in the district attorney's office.
People should vote for me because, one, I have the qualifications and the background. I have the experience in trying these cases, of dealing with assistant DAs. And the fact is that my leadership skills that were developed in the United States Air Force when I was an officer will help me lead this office of over 300 people.
Wilson, too, has worked for the Tarrant County DA office, but for the last 23 years, she was a district court judge.
And throughout all that training and experience, I've learned a lot about the criminal justice system and what it takes for it to work effectively, and I'm ready to bring those things to the district attorney's office.
Lowthorpe is an Arlington defense attorney and the only candidate with a law enforcement background. She explains why she wants to be the lead prosecutor of Tarrant County.
It's not just about prosecuting. Actually, the code says to seek justice. It does not say to prosecute. So I will be the most conservative when it comes to protecting people's rights, not only the victims, but it's also having a conscientious view of being concerned of innocent people's freedoms being taken away.
All three say they want to make Tarrant County a safe place to live and work, be fiscally responsible with the office's budget, and each recalled the days when the late Tim Curry, the DA before Joe Shannon, made the district attorney's office one of the best in the state.
Mr. Curry's policy was, I will hire good people, and then I will expect them to do a good job, but I'm not going to micromanage them.
That's Tim Evans, a prominent criminal defense lawyer in Fort Worth, who used to work with Curry at the DA's office.
Criminal cases are like snowflakes, you know. They're the same generally, but case by case, they're different.
And that's why he says it's important for voters to consider which candidate will lead the DA office like Mr. Curry.
The main thing, I think, is are they going to be fair and reasonable and have the courage sometimes to do what might not sound good on the 10 o'clock news.
Tom Wilder, the county's district clerk, agrees.
This is such an important post. Arguably, it's the most powerful office in the county. With the ability to prosecute or not prosecute, the ability to offer settlements to lawyers on civil lawsuits or not, as well as the inherent political clout that every district attorney has.
Early voting is on now, and Election Day is March 4th. Dua Hali, Sai Kow Tau, KERA News.